Charles McDaniel. MC Charles McDaniel is on the microphone.
Oh, man.
Making national news. Doing that brand new song, the hee hee ha 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 delivery room rap.
Oh, man.
When we heard it, Jimbo brought it to my team. He's like, hey, man, look at this guy right here. So we looking at him, we laughing, looking at it. And then because of your phrasing, somebody say, he got to be from Houston. I said, well, if he ain't from Houston, he definitely from the South or
right,
Louisiana.
Right.
Then my producer did some research and said, he's from Houston.
H-Town.
This cat is all the way in Italy, taking that H-Town sound all the way to Italy. We appreciate that. But what you doing all the way in Italy, first of all?
I can't. It's in me, you know? I mean, everywhere I go, they're like, man, where you from? You from the South? I'm like, yep. I'll be talking to people from boys from the North, from the North side of America, you know? Love, much love to them.
So,
but they know what's the South.
So you're in the armed services then? You're in the Army?
No, I'm in the Air Force.
You're in the Air Force. Where you stationed at exactly in Italy?
I'm at Aviano, Italy.
So when you're videotaping this, and that's of course that's your wife, and your wife's name is what, my brother?
Yep, that's Laquita. She's not in the military, though, obviously.
Okay. And I guess the baby is already with us now?
Yep, Keith and Josiah McDaniel.
Hey.
How's it been so far?
It's been great. I can't complain. I mean, he's healthy. What more can you ask for? Five finger, five toes, you know?
Absolutely.
Looking good.
When you videotaped this, did you think that it would start catching wildfire on the internet?
Not in my wildest dreams. I mean, the doctors in there, when they heard it, because like right when after I did it, you know, I'm sitting there playing it, and they come in there thinking it's a machine going, but it's my phone going.
Right.
And they was like, what is that? And they heard me going on it. They were like, what is that? And they would start laughing, and the whole office was going crazy.
What was your wife
like,
saying?
I wanted to do something with it, but I really went, I didn't listen to it, you know. But once I got home, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and put this on.
Did wifey know that this was going on and you was playing around?
There's a story behind that. I put it on Facebook. She got a lot of, you know, requests and stuff and a lot of hits. And then I secretly put it on YouTube, and she saw it on YouTube, and she slapped the mess out of me and told me to take it down.
Oh man!
Well, about a month later, she was like, you know what? This kind of funny. So she posted it back on Facebook, and she didn't know at the same time. I didn't know, but I put it back on YouTube secretly, too.
Don't get hit again.
And it happened all at the same time, but this second time, you know, a lot of friends were like, man, you ought to put that up, man. You ought to do something to it, you know, and this what happened.
While you're in the delivery room now, only Rob G's the only person I know who will be in the delivery room and call his job or something like that. You over here playing and everything. I know usually during that time I've been told that women are a little tense during that period. I'm surprised there was never a moment there where she cursed you out like, hey, man, quit playing, man. I'm about to, you know, drop a baby here, and I don't feel like this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Man, every time I put the camera in her face, she slapped it. She slapped me. I could do a collage of stuff. I try to do everything to calm her down. You know, it works to an extent because she did have a smile on her face, so I guess it worked.
Absolutely, man. Well, I hope it goes big time for you. How long are you stationed in Italy?
I just got here last year around March. They say it. I'll be here. G-Man said I'll be here till about 2015.
Not our G-Man, y'all. He's talking about the government man.
Yeah.
I want to come home.
What part of Houston you from, Charles?
I'm from all over. I was born in Fifth Ward. We moved to Little York area. So
I got you. You just repped the city.
I met my wife in Sunnyside.
H-Town, Sunnyside.
Hey, Charles, do you realize how big your video is?
I still don't even realize how many hits or how big this thing is because, I mean, we're so far behind here in Italy. I mean,
wow.
I'm just going off of what's going on right now, the fact that I'm talking to you guys and you know, what my family is telling me and friends and family and stuff.
I just want to tell you, Rob G and Hatter, they took your song. They went into the lab, they put some Houston music to it, and they did a remix for you.
You be proud, man. We put some June 27th on that for your boy.
Dilated. Cervix. What you doing? Cervix. Have a baby.
Y'all, stop it. Stop it.
We gonna upload it for you so you can check it out, man, okay?
No doubt. No doubt. I'll be glad to see it.
All right, man. Well, congratulations to you, the wifey, the baby, man, and good luck to you overseas, man. Thanks for what you're doing for the country as well, Mr. Charles McDaniel.
Hey, can I send some shout-outs?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, first of all, my mama, Ozell McDaniel, I love you, and I think about you every day. My family, my sisters, my brothers, Keisha, Pat, Paul, Glennis, Albert, everybody. My best friends that I grew up from childhood, William Scurlock,
hey.
Pablo Vasquez, and Dion Archer. Where you at? Call me. Call me. Southeast Community Church, Mount Olive Baptist Church, all y'all over there, thanks for loving us, and we miss y'all. We think about y'all every day. And Houston as a whole.
Hey, Charles, man, thank you very much again, man.
All right. Thank you for the support.